Hello there, it's Jameela Jamil. Take a deep breath. Let your breath out slowly to the count of six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Do you feel better? Well, on my podcast, I Weigh, this month we'll be exploring ways to tackle mental health and feel better with guests like Simon Sinek from The Optimism Company, therapist Vienna Farren, comedian Neil Brennan, and many more. Listen to I Weigh wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi friends, it's Sarah May. This is a little power-up episode for anyone who is dealing with loss or grief and is in that moment of just really not wanting to be in their body. It's a meditation that I just learned that I find amazing. And I think it's really one of the few meditations that helps for grief. So, firstly, I will say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're in pain, and I'm with you, and I feel for you. And know that this is just the shittiest part of life. Just, you got to move through it. You got to not pay too much attention to it. You just got to go through the motions. Just function. Go through a day and then wake up and then do it again. And then wake up and do it again. Wake up and do it again. And don't try and analyze it. Don't try and measure it or look at it as how long it is or how bad it is or... just don't measure it in the context of the rest of life. Just know what it is and move through it and know that it will end. And your job is to just soothe and take care of yourself as best you can. Just soothe your chemicals. Go overboard in the managing of those chemicals. So lots and lots of exercise. A ridiculous amount of sunshine, a stupid amount of human contact with people who love you. Just even though your brain is not in it and your body's not in it, just put yourself in those places and know that it is helping you whether or not you can feel the effects. Just don't let yourself succumb to the urge to sleep, to the urge to wallow. I mean, that said, sometimes you just gotta cry. You just gotta be in it. You gotta be sad and gotta be in the most sad place you can be. But as soon as you're done, you gotta pick yourself up and you gotta work really hard to just manage your chemicals. And that's really what the name of the game is for a while. So now on to the meditation. Enough with my preamble. So get in a comfortable seat, and if you are in a really sad place, this is something you can use tomorrow or in an hour from now or whenever you need it. But I want you to close your eyes and just breathe really deeply in and imagine you are breathing in the sadness and the pain of every other person in the world who has felt what you are feeling right now. And now imagine as you breathe out, you are breathing out relief or love or just soothing for all of the people who feel the same way you feel right now. Now do it again. Breathe in deeply and imagine you are breathing in the pain and the sorrow of every single person in the world that feels exactly the same thing as you right now. And as you breathe out, imagine you are breathing out just white healing light that is just potent with all of the positive, whatever attributes you want to give it. Is it relief? Is it joy? Is it comfort? All of it is just spreading across the world to all of the people who are in your exact same shoes right now. And continue to do that. Just really focus on that. Imagine it. Breathing in all of these people's pain that feel exactly the same way. And you're breathing out something you want to gift to them. Because truthfully, there are others right now who feel exactly as you do. And those people are struggling exactly as you are. And that is truly one of the only things that can give comfort, is understanding and love. Love with understanding. It's one thing for somebody to give you love, and that's a great gift. But when somebody can understand your pain, it's so healing just to be seen. So I see you in your pain, and I feel you in your pain, and I am sending you my deep outbreath of relief and love and comfort. And I know this will end for you. It's just for right now, it's not so good. Breathe in, and then breathe out relief for everybody. Pain sucks. Sorrow really, really sucks. But it's just part of it. It's the other half of being alive and feeling love and feeling joy, and you just gotta move through it and it will end. For now, be gentle on yourself and just soothe compulsively. Soothe as best you can. I hope this helps you.